Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Open our hearts, O Lord, to listen to the words of your Son. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a net thrown into the sea, which collects fish of every kind. When it is full, they haul it ashore and sit down to put what is good into buckets. What is bad, they throw away. Thus it will be at the end of the age. The angels will go out and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth." "Do you understand all these things?" They answered, "Yes." And he replied, "Then every scribe who has been instructed in the kingdom of heaven is like a head of the household who brings from his storeroom both the new and the old." When Jesus finished these parables, he went away from there. Gospel of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The parable gives us the sense of Jesus always giving us chance to correct ourselves. He won't punish us at once. He gives us opportunities. It's so true. I can experience all these years, no better in pastoral work or in my personal spiritual life. There are always something that I did not do well. There is not always for the will of God. But I experience God is so good. He gives opportunities. Sometimes maybe the words of some good people, maybe some words that we don't like, but perhaps this is the voice of God through them to let us know what will be the better to do the will of God. It's not always easy, because we are all the human thinking. But Jesus wants us, apart from our intellect, also we are open to the Holy Spirit. Open ourselves. God is with us. First of all, we have to enjoy every present moment. Only the present moment we can enjoy the peace of mind, not of that past, not of the future. But many times we are disturbed, worried about things of tomorrow. Let us entrust everything in the hand of God and live well today, every present moment. Have the peace of the Lord in us. He promised it to us. Listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit in us. Give the space for Holy Spirit in us. So today we start again a new day, preparing to serve, preparing to do better than yesterday. Seek first the kingdom of God, and the rest will be given.